You're listening to the Public Radio Hour on 89.3 Huntsville. Next, let's head down to the waterfront in Decatur and think about how lucky we are to live in an area so rich in water resources. Not only do we have plenty of water to drink, but also plenty of water for industry and recreation. It's also largely responsible for Alabama's incredible biodiversity. But unlike many other states, we don't have a comprehensive plan to protect and manage our water resources. This has been on the mind of Community Newsroom producer Kathy Jones, so she met with Alabama Rivers Alliance Executive Director Cindy Lowry to talk about it. Lowry says there is currently no statewide water plan, but there are people working on it.
The Alabama Water Plan effort has been ongoing for about five or six years now at the state level, and this would be a plan for the future of our water supplies and healthy flowing rivers. We have no current laws and regulations on the books that are making sure that our water supplies are going to be sustained for future generations. If you think about it, as Alabamians, water is kind of part of our way of life. We fish, we swim, we boat, and we use water for drinking and agriculture and industry. And we've taken that for granted because we've had so much of it for so long. And this is just a plan to work at the state level that would be taking that big picture look at how much water do we have, how much are we using, and how are we making sure that our rivers and streams are kept healthy and not overstressed and that too much water is not being taken out of them, so that when we do have competition for water, whether it's from Georgia or Tennessee upstream, or whether it's from droughts, we're seeing increased droughts, or just overpopulation or mismanagement and overallocation, we can run into problems. And if we don't have a plan for how we're going to make those decisions and how we're going to protect our water supplies, then we could find ourselves in a difficult situation in the future.
Talk to us a little bit about the legislative efforts that are underway related to the water plan.
Over the last several years, there have been kind of two tracks that this planning effort has taken. One is really more of an executive branch level. The governor, starting with Governor Bentley and continuing with Governor Ivey, have both directed state agencies to work on developing a plan. There's also been a legislative effort. There's a permanent joint legislative committee on water policy and management that came out of the 2007 major drought that we had across the state.
So how would this affect the industries and the farmers that are here in North Alabama?
Water quality and water quantity are very tied together, and we have the laws and regulations that govern water quality are under the Clean Water Act. And so all of these industries you see here on the Tennessee River have permits to that they can discharge water back into the river at certain level of cleanliness. It has to have permits for certain levels of pollutants that they put back in the river. If we don't have a plan on the water quantity side for making sure that there's enough water in our rivers and streams, particularly on the smaller streams where there's pollution being discharged, then the water quality goes down. When there's not as much water to dilute that pollution, the water quality goes down, and we'll end up either more limiting permits, which will hurt industry and cost industry more money, and also more expensive treatment for our drinking water and other uses of potable water. And this is that's a long-term thing that may happen in the future if we aren't paying attention to how much water is flowing in our rivers and streams. When it comes to the farmers, agriculture industry in Alabama has not historically irrigated that much. There's a good bit of irrigation up here in the Tennessee Valley area, but statewide, it's not a great number compared to other states. And they recognize that they can make more money and have more reliable yields if they can irrigate more. That's a new water use. That's a large water use. And we want to make sure that those farmers, if they're going to invest in expensive irrigation equipment, I'm sure they would like to be secure in knowing that water is going to be there in the future. So this would help give them security in their investments to ensure that that no one upstream is going to compete with their water use. Or a farmer could dig a well and compete with a nearby farmer's well. And that's also, groundwater would also be considered in a water plan.
Several municipalities here on the Tennessee River get water supplies from using river water. Would this affect their operations as well?
Correct. It would also give them the security of knowing that their water supplies are more sustainable and more secure in the future. It's really all about planning for the future. And actually, water utilities do a good job of planning for where they're going to get their water 30, 50 years down the road, but no one's looking at that at a statewide level. So if each water utility is individually planning for that, and no one's overseeing that from a state level, then a water utility next door could be planning for the same water supply as another water utility, and then they'll end up competing. And really, for a system like the Tennessee River, which is so huge and such a vast resource of fresh water, the biggest concern for large systems like this would be large upstream competition, for example, from other states. When we share our rivers and streams with other states, we've seen what can happen with the Georgia-Florida water conflicts that have been going on for decades now. It becomes a political battle to figure out who's going to get that water. And if we don't have a plan in Alabama for what we need and why we need it, and a really good plan in place and laws and regulations that are saying we need this water, then we're not going to be able to make a good case for that if we do get into a fight with another state.
What is going to happen in 2018, 2019 on the water plan? What do you anticipate the next steps to be?
So the Office of Water Resources and the Alabama Water Resources Commission are working to put together their next steps for moving forward on a water plan. Unfortunately, the Alabama Water Resources Commission is an appointed body that has large water users and industry representatives, but no environmental stakeholders are represented as a voice on that commission. So we are participating, the Alabama Rivers Alliance and our members and partners across the state are trying to go to all the meetings, trying to make sure the public is involved and engaged in the process that this commission is going through to decide what needs to be in a water plan and how we're going to move forward over the next couple of years to get to get the water plan developed, when we need to make sure that the public is involved and that environmental voices are heard in ensuring this plan is protective of our environment and our rivers and streams.
What could the citizens of North Alabama do to help make this plan a reality?
Well, the first thing I would say is go to the website alabamawaterplan.com and sign up for email contacts. We're trying to keep the public up to date on all of the meetings that the agencies are having and all of the steps that are going as we move forward. So sign up for those to stay informed and talk to your legislative representatives. Talk to the candidates that are running right now. This is an important election year. A lot of changes will happen in the state, both at the legislative level and in statewide offices. And it's important that the candidates know that people care about water, that people believe that we need a water plan, and they want our governor and our legislature and our state agencies to continue to move forward and get this plan together.
That was Community Newsroom producer Kathy Jones talking with Cindy Lowry with the Alabama Rivers Alliance.